Hey, Chip Chat listeners. Last Chip Chat challenge, we asked you to define cloud, and we got some really interesting answers. So we decided to continue on that track. With over 1 billion people and 10 billion devices added to the internet over the next few years, we have a simple question for you. By 2015, what is the largest impact cloud computing will have on our lives, why, and how? To share your answer, go to intel.com/server and click the Chip Chat Challenge link near the top of the page. We look forward to reading your answers. The challenge is on. Get posting.
Welcome to Chip Chat, an interview series that connects you with technology experts around the issues that industry is focused on today. And now your host, Allison Klein.
Welcome to Chip Chat. My name's Allison Klein. Today, we are focusing our topic on high-performance computing, and we've got an exciting guest in the studio, Michael Schauerman with the National Center of Supercomputing Applications, or NCSA. Welcome, Michael.
Hi. My name is Mike Schauerman. I'm the Technical Program Manager for the Innovative Systems Lab here at NCSA. NCSA is located at the University of Illinois. We provide large computers and advanced support for scientists and engineers around the country, funded by both the state and also the National Science Foundation.
Why don't you tell us a little bit about what your organization does for NCSA and why this work is so important in terms of the broader context of technical computing delivery?
Back in about 2004, we started to gain the information about the direction that processors were starting to go. And it basically pointed out that there are a lot of challenges and opportunities in architectures. This is a basic concept that we'll be moving away from advanced single-threaded performance, and memory bandwidth per flop will be decreasing in the future. So we saw this and were curious what the impacts it would have on application scientists. And so we started to look at alternate computing architectures back then. So we assembled a team of people sort of in a non-traditional manner. We actually took a lot of people that their background was in the sciences themselves, so people whose education was in physics or chemistry or mathematics, many of the different disciplines that we would be attacking, and assembled a group of people that became computer experts out of that. This gives us a unique approach towards how we look at the opportunities for certain types of science on various architectures. They're able to not just look at how we adapt programs to these different systems, but also look at alternate numerical methods or algorithms that complete that type of science, and sometimes take a step to the side in the way that they do the computing to exploit the opportunities in a unique architecture.
So this is an interesting notion that different types of applications utilize performance differently. Some perform much better on a single core. Others scale very well with multiple cores. And I think that that brings us to today's topic with the advent of highly scalable core products, such as the coming Mike products from Intel, where you're delivering highly scalable cores for unique workloads. What has the NCSA been looking at there?
So over the years, we've actually looked at quite a few hybrid architectures. So we made a transition of codes as sort of an intermediate architecture to plan for what's coming. We've used quite a bit in GPU and now, of course, the Mike platform as well. One of the things we also do in the Innovative Systems Lab is when we get to things that become a little more functional for general users, we also have larger test beds where people can start to both adapt their code and scale codes on these hybrid systems. So we even have some that have multiple alternate architectures and accelerators within the same machines.
So you mentioned that you're looking at Mike today. Can you tell us a little bit about how you're approaching that architecture and how you evaluate it in terms of the view on how it can deliver benefit to specific applications?
One of the things we did when we received Mike is we took an application kernel benchmark that we'd written, which basically does non-bounded force field calculations. It's essentially what's used in an application known as NAMD, which is a molecular dynamics code. And we've used this application kernel to do not only performance comparison across multiple architectures, but also it gives us an opportunity to look at a common code base and look at the programmability and the capabilities, the tools that are available for each of those platforms, and then we have sort of a fair comparison across those platforms.
And if you look at the architecture that Intel is delivering, what kind of view do you have in terms of where it may make sense in the future to utilize it within your organization?
You know, you can take your application that runs on a Xeon and just go run it on a mic. And that is true, and it's relatively simple to do that. At this stage, to extract all the performance that we need to exploit some of the features that are unique to the mic. So that potentially can hamper the backportability to Xeon. But there are built-in functions that have unique hardware that it's exploiting underneath in mic that this isn't there for some of the other accelerator platforms, such as the scatter-gather capability. And we've really been able to take advantage of that. You know, so these tools are in the alpha stage, and we've had quite a bit of success even with this alpha stage tool. And we expect some improvements to come as the software matures as well. But you know, we've had our challenges, and we go in and we use the debugger that is a part of this, and it points right to where our problems are. So, you know, we have a common tool set between what we target for a Xeon processor and what we have for the mic platform as well. And I think that commonality reduces the time and the complexity of interacting with this new platform.
Is there a URL that you would want listeners to visit if they wanted to learn more about the NCSA?
www.ncsa.illinois.edu.
Thank you so much for being on the program with me.
Thank you very much.
Visit ChipChat online at intel.com/design/chipchat.htm.